There is a pattern here. All the same people are involved with all the same shadowy activities. They are now in places of leadership. They are easily revealed. They are hiding in plain sight, and they want us to remain stupid in order to continue their thieving and murderous ways. But I voted them out, didn't I? Didn't I vote them out? I voted. I thought I did. Did I? Well, here's the deal. In trauma-based programming and trauma-based terrorist attacks, the same people seem to always show up making the same stupid theories and the same stupid laws. Henry Kissinger was actually on the Oversight Committee for Investigation of 9/11. But we see all the other names, too, like Dick Cheney, George Herbert Walker Bush, David Rockefeller, Bill Clinton, and Zbigniew Brzezinski, all now working with Barack Obama. Also, we're all being told about secret meetings being held by the Bilderbergers, the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, and the Trilateral Commission. These groups of people hold world financial power, and their power is vast. They have their tentacles in many things and have their grips on many individuals, including Barack Obama. So the answer is nope, you did not vote them out. You only voted a new face, and that's Mr. Obama. With the aid of problem reaction solution, you made a choice, but it was not a quick change. The change is actually a gradual process where the most outrageous crises are created and people have to react out of fear to get them changed. You unconsciously voted for the New World Order. Sometimes the most subtle changes are barely felt but makes a big impact on the country. For example, people will tell you that September 11, 2001 was the time when the country was changed. But the world did change on September 11th, but we were a little bit late. It was 1990-91 when the real change happened, and it was done without firing a shot. That was the time when Daddy Bush again addressed the UN and said that they are going to establish a new world order. It would start with bloody wars and purging the earth of what could only be described as undesirable cannon fodder to bring about dread and to keep America in a mode of mob psychosis. You see, human life was diminished on that day, and common sense, morality, and compassion was thrown out for the guilty pleasures of prejudice. This was our new world order, and we would be the benefactors of such a bloodlust. The New World Order declaration set the backdrop for continued war and the need for changes in the laws that govern fair play in conducting war. The reason this had to be done was because war plans were constantly stifled by popular resistance. The plans had to change in order to persuade the population that these wars were required for, quote, freedom, and the population had to be frightened to get them back to war, to give up their lives for the cause. It's traditional for rulers to create pretexts for war. Trauma-based attack on the World Trade Center and the emotional investment that was made by the American people led to victimization and vengeance. It was an impetus and pretext for a war that we have been fighting now for 6 years. The blood cement has been laid. The foundation for the New World Order is now being set. And it is also developing into what I've been calling and what a lot of people call the Anglo-American World Empire. People have always said, is Obama the Antichrist? No, he's not. The Antichrist, if you believe in that sort of thing, will come from the new Anglo-American Empire. It will be ruled from Great Britain. It will not be ruled from the United States. This has been the plan for some time, and it's going to take a while to implement it, maybe even 2012. We don't know. We'll see what happens with that. The philosophy of the New World Order is not new. Historians are very much aware of what the term means and where it originates. The purpose is to turn people into a slave labor force for government. Hitler said, National Socialism will use its own revolution for the establishing of a new world order. The Democratic Socialist bend on this is that it's happening now. It even goes through the changes that we've been hearing about. It was promised by Barack Obama, who happens to be a smiling, confident man, but he does have some connections that I want to go over with you tonight that I didn't know of, and now I've found them, and I'm going to reveal them to you tonight. Not very many people are going to tell you about Obama's pedigree, but after you did some connections and some, I guess you could say, some degrees of separation, you'll find that Obama is actually well-versed in social engineering and may have trained since childhood to be a world leader with special operative ambitions. This is not some new allegation. These are facts, and they're too creepy for the mainstream to reveal, and they also answer a lot of questions about how this inexperienced senator became president of the United States. Stanley Dunham is Obama's grandfather, and his military records were destroyed in the 9/11 attacks on the Pentagon. He served with Patton's Third Army and was alleged at he was allegedly at Ohrdorf, the alleged Nazi nuclear weapon test site. He may have had some involvement in Operation Paperclip, bringing Nazi scientists over from Germany to the U.S. after World War II. Many of those Nazis that he was involved with were brought over through the Central Intelligence Agency, and they were involved in mind control. They were involved in abuses. They were involved in drug control, those types of things. And this is where it gets interesting, because Obama's mother worked for the Ford Foundation and USAID, both of which are said to be CIA fronts as well. Between 1947 and 1966, the Ford Foundation played a key role in the network of U.S. interference in Europe through the subvention of magazines, scientific programs, and non-communist left-wing organizations. The largest philanthropic organization in the world was, in fact, providing a respectful facade for CIA financial and contact operations. They excelled in propaganda. They knew how to work crowds. They knew exactly what they were doing. Obama's mother got a PhD in anthropology in 1992 from the University of Hawaii. There's a long history of collaboration between anthropologists and the CIA. Anthropologists were often hired as special agents and informants. They dealt primarily in case studies of human heredity, racial profiling, mental illness, mind control, and eugenics. Jonestown was a CIA anthropological experiment to determine whether it was possible to establish a large mind-controlled slave labor force. Jim Jones was a CIA operative and former housing commissioner for San Francisco. Ukiah District Attorney Tim Stone was assigned the task of procuring state mental patients and transferring their guardianship to People's Temple. Assisting Jones was another group of people who basically changed all of the programs in order to do this. It's the same organization, the same CIA information, and the same anthropological studies that took place at Jonestown that they're working on the American people right now with Barack Obama. It's the same cult anthropological studies. They're looking at your belief systems. They're looking at what you like. They're looking at what will turn you and make you do things you wouldn't normally do. That's why we notice this cult of Obama going on. It's kind of creepy and weird. They're using these techniques. Take a look at that picture of Obama. That's not a Photoshop. That's actually something they put out. Got a halo around his head, so he looks like a saint. It's to turn him into a religious figure. It's to make him look like a charismatic type of prophet. In 1988, Obama visited his cousin Raila Odinga in Kenya to launch his political career. Obama, of course, has a background in operations that bring people together using intelligence regarding core beliefs, as I had said before, the anthropological stuff. At the same time as Obama's visit to Kenya, it was reported that during a Christian gathering of 6,000 Kenyans, a man claiming to be Jesus Christ appeared in the crowd and proceeds to heal and teach. He spoke in broken Swahili. This is a picture of the guy appearing amongst the people saying he's Jesus Christ. Now, a lot of people are asking this question, and it's not me. This is stuff out of the San Francisco Chronicle. They're trying to put Obama in Kenya at the same time as this appearance of this Jesus Christ character. He called himself Maitreya. Many people have heard of Maitreya from the Art Bell show or from the Coast to Coast AM show. Some guy by the name of Benjamin Cream. Petraeus. No, Maitreya, not Petraeus. Anyway, a lot of people are wondering if this is a coincidence. In fact, they've gone as far as to say that he is the character you see in the picture. Now remember, this is taken of Obama in 1988, allegedly, dressed up as a Christ-like figure and in the crowd. You put on a fake beard and put a nice turban on you, you could pretty much pass for anything, I'm sure. German evangelist and third world missionary Reinhard Bonnke had predicted that Jesus would appear in Nairobi on Saturday, June 11th, 1988. There was also a prediction made by televangelist Benny Hinn that Jesus would also appear in Kenya and administer amongst his followers. This again shows predictive programming. It was declared on the Christian network, TBN, that a Christ-like figure had been appearing in Muslim nations as a tall, bearded man in white robes performing miracles. They were actually pushing the idea of this tall black man as Jesus Christ. This is predictive programming. Now keep that in mind. TBN has been criticized because a lot of people believe that they're part of the secret organizations, the secret combinations, and the secret societies. Their symbols on their crest show an upside-down dove, which is a symbol of Columbine, or whatever you want to call it, the dead dove, or the dove of death, not peace. The Obama Nation, Leftist Politics, and Cult of Personality was written by Jerome Corsi, and he says that after Obama's first visits to Kenya and Odinga's wrath, many Christians now are dying, are being killed by Muslims there. That the focus of our attention will not be in the Middle East, that we'll go back to Africa with Barack Obama as president. Go ahead.
TVN's headquarters are in Honolulu, about a mile away from Obama's high school. Just thought I'd tell you.
Really? I didn't know that. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, fascinating. Could be an anthropological front for the CIA. You never know. When Barack Obama was elected president, the Kenyans all said that when they saw him, they go, he's Jesus Christ. They recognized him as God. They recognized him as Jesus. In fact, I circled in that article, like you can barely read it, it just says, this man is Jesus, shouted one man, spilling his Guinness as Barack Obama began his inaugural address. When will he come back to Kenya to save us? Barack Obama's spin doctors have been, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, they see that man. They saw him in Kenya, 6,000 back in the 1980s. Obama just happened to be in that place at the same time. I mean, this isn't me doing this, okay? This is San Francisco Chronicle. Is Obama an enlightened being? The article appeared in the San Francisco Chronicle compares Obama to JFK. MLK brings up the appearance of Jesus Christ in Kenya, basically putting both Obama and the Maitreya in Kenya at the same time. Why would they be speculating this? Was this some sort of a psyop? Let's play on their belief systems. Let's see if we can do it in America, but we have to do it more sophisticated. I can't dress up as Santa Claus and be Santa Claus. I have to convince you I'm Santa Claus. It's an interesting thing. Time magazine just came out with this, Obama's New World Order. The predictive programming has set in motion the New World Order idea. The seeds of predicting program tell us that, yes, he is here to save us. In reality, he's a hired hand by the intelligence agencies to proceed with this New World Order. The process continues with predictive programming. This is what you get. Predictive seeding. Take a look at these pictures. They're all pictures that represent Barack Obama as some sort of a religious figure. Believe, dream, change we can count on, sunlight coming out from behind him like a Jesus figure. They're seeding it as predictive programming. He is our savior. Look at all these people with their emotional investment into Obama. They're all crying. They're all amazed by the great God that's walking among them. Even at the when he gave his address, he was placed in the midst of a temple. It's all done on purpose. It's predictive programming. It's seeding you. And whether you like it or not, it's affecting you. Okay? And I tell people, it affects you. And they go, oh, no, it doesn't affect me. I know the difference. No, your body and your soul and what's underneath, that very same place where that reverse speech happens, what you're feeling. It's the reality that's deep down inside of you. Okay, go ahead.
The human brain processes image and words very, very differently. The words, when they're processed by the brain, it goes through a process where you decode the actual language, the syntactic structure, and so on, and decide, well, this is real, this is not real, this corresponds with what I know, and so on. Images are processed in a different part of the brain. They're processed as truth without discussion. So any fantasy picture you see is processed as truth. Now, you consciously know that it's not true, but it adds up in your brain, and over again, if you're showing the same image over and over and over again, the symbols start to come together as one, and you start to associate one with the other without realizing it. It's Pavlov's dog process.
Exactly. That's why, give him a hand. That's why when you dream, people don't understand why they dream certain things. You dream certain things because those things are in you. Those things are in you. It's like I told people when Alien Autopsy came out, regardless of whether or not it was real or not, you watched an alien be carved up on national television. It's part of your consciousness now. It's inside you. What it does also is it creates what is known as a cult, mob, or group dynamic, depending on how you respond to it. Here we have pictures of people responding good to this, okay? But there are people that also respond badly to it. They don't feel like they belong because they don't get why people are so enthralled by this new savior. They don't get it. That's why this is not good for us. You get false flags, false claims, and false hopes. These are all articles that I found. Obama the Savior. President Obama, Savior of the world. Obama, Savior to the world. Obama is the Savior of the world. Okay? Now, you may not think that, but those types of things register with people who do think that, who have the emotional investment. What is the result? The result is global crisis and terror. Why? As I said before, there are times when some of this stuff does not come to pass the way you like it to. And people who see him as Savior will say, Savior has holes. Savior has problems. Savior isn't doing what he says he's going to do. And then they start getting angry and bitter. And they freak out. Then comes passivity for some people. They say, well, I can't do anything about it. I'll just lay back. There's coercion for some people. I'll just go ahead and go along with it because, hell, he's only been in for a few months. Give him a chance. There are other people that are complicit because they feel like they can't do anything else because they were the ones that put him in there in the first place. That's why people who followed George Bush all the time that they did finally towards the end said, I give up. I can't stand the guy. Okay? The social engineers are now using whatever means necessary to convince you that it's useless to resist central establishment control. For the moment, is it posited that a countercultural alternative to such control, which is actually counterfeit, is covertly emanating from the establishment itself? Central establishment control will be the eventual outcome of this experiment. It will happen. If not through Obama, someone who will take over and push the agenda. Because they're already telling you that the New World Order is here. The New World Order is centralized world control. If it's through the banking system, if it's through several other systems, that's how they will accomplish it. Okay? And I know a lot of you that are new to the Ground Zero Lounge are coming in here thinking, well, what is this guy talking about? I'm going to tell you now, central established control, world control, will be put into play within the next 2 to 3 years. And it's going to happen. Those in power also will use on you, in order to get you to comply, they will conclude the destruction and reorganization of our way of life is unavoidable as entropy. They use cataclysmic climate models to tell us that extinction of the species is inevitable. They use Mayan calendar calculations to focus on extinction-level apocalypse scenarios. Those in power will tell you that you are a threat to yourself. The rehabilitation of the earth can be achieved by allowing our leaders or gods to eliminate those who are a threat to our evolution. And they're already saying that now. They're already saying that now because the people who are a threat to our evolution usually are the stupid people. Those who fall for anything. Okay? Those people who fall for anything are the ones that get eliminated the quickest. But not us. We're too smart for that, right? We're all too smart to be fooled by people in power. We're all too smart to say that we're wrong about what's happening. I'm hoping, I'm hoping, okay? That's all I'm doing. I'm still hoping. But the problem I'm seeing is that Americans are not going to do anything because Americans are too damn selfish to understand that they have to put something on the line to make things change. They can't let other people do it for them. No one is going to risk losing their job. No one is going to risk losing their reputation by going out and doing what I did tonight. Like I said, I'm not going to win anybody over tonight talking about Obama the way I did. In fact, I've been hearing murmurs in the audience. Who is this guy? Who is this guy? I don't like what he's talking about. Well, you know what? Tough shit. Because this is what's going on. This is happening now, and unless people wise up to it, we're going to continue to wind up in the position we're in, and it's going to continue to happen. I talked about it prior to the election, and now that the election's over, and now Obama's doing his best, we're seeing that he's still a part of that same old collective of assholes that are going to fuck up this country and fuck up the government. Because that's what they want to do, because they want to change it all. And I'm not talking about good change either. I'm talking about totalitarian change. Go ahead.
I was thinking a little bit about why people don't believe the worst, or that the manipulation, I guess, is the main thing. Why do people not think that could be possible? And I think the continuity issue is a difficult thing to get. Is how could a entity of what you call the elites? How can they maintain this year over year, decade over decade? How is that possible? And also, without people raising alarms, changing things, blah, 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 blah. And I think that's the thing that's tough for people to get over, is how do you, We talked about secret societies, obviously, and the ones we know about are probably the ones that are not the secret societies, the ones we don't even know what their names are. But I think it's pretty safe to assume that if you just look at what's going on, the things that have been going on, the you talked about Operation Paperclip. That was back in the 40s. And there was a lot of crap going on that came over. That was the whole Cold War thing, is that the Russians and the Americans, we were fighting over all of that crap we got out of Germany, the secret inventions, the science. Look at what happened to our rocket program as soon as we got the Wernher von Braun over here. The information that the Nazis had, I don't know where they got it from, but I think what you're seeing is that there's been a fight going on ever since then for that knowledge, the propulsion systems, the whole spying thing. You know, that I don't know how many people know that the Nazis, German, never surrendered to anybody.
Nope, they didn't.
Does anybody know that? I mean, there's all sorts of the shock that you're talking about now, people are like, oh, how could that have happened? It's been building for fucking since World War II. We've been in a secret, dark, underground group of people that have been, they probably have invented the whole UFO thing.
Well, sure. You look at the Bush dynasty, okay? You look at Prescott Bush. He was a Nazi sympathizer. Son, child, it carries on through family. They have been in everything since the 1930s. They tried to take over the government then. Bush tried to take over the government, obviously, with Kennedy, Nixon, and Reagan, because it's funny that he happens to be in Dallas during the day of the assassination. It's interesting that John Hinckley was good friends of the family and family members that donated to his funds. In fact, I even think that from what I understand, from what I read in some of my studies, that he was involved in the training of the Turkish guy who shot the Pope. What was the purpose of that? Because the Bushes wanted to control. And so what do? They go and they have all these controls with the CIA and intelligence cabals and all these other groups. And they train people like Charles Manson. And they train people like Sarah Jane Moore. And they train people like Squeaky Fromm to go in and eliminate their enemies. And then when they feel that they've lost their hold of power, they create, as Henry Kissinger said, a new person, a new face for the New World Order. That's Barack Obama. And they created him by giving him opportunities to work with anthropological intelligence, propaganda, and everything else. And that's why he's so great. He knows how to turn the ankle to get the fucking thing done. It's simple. It's easy. We've been all victimized by cult mentality.
Do you think all these post-Nazi people like put money into COINTELPRO to like flood the ghettos with like heroin and drugs to destroy them?
Well, if it's the CIA, yes, because the CIA is responsible for bringing about the drug cultures.
And like,
they created the magic mushrooms.
If you read anything by Peter Dale Scott, he's basically extensively written about starting in Vietnam, probably before then, but wherever we are in a war operation, that's pretty much where the drugs are coming from. And it's not to disparage people that are involved in the military, but the opportunity to do things under the cover of a military operation are expanded greatly because there's no longer a governmental structure there.
Right. Thank you for that. Thank you. Is there anybody else who wants to add anything before, because we're getting close to the end of the time? Anyone? All I want to tell you. Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Clyde, I just want to say that I think, generally speaking, without even thinking about it, I think 9 out of 10 of us have a feeling that things are not going as we would like it to go. What I'm saying is there's a feeling inside of us that no one can detect and no one wants to discuss.
Sure.
It's a shutdown feeling.
I think though there are groups of people that are that way. I think that some of the people that are just coming in here to see Karaoke from Hell. I want to ask you that didn't come to see the Ground Zero Lounge are getting the ass end of this. How many feel by applause that something is wrong with the country and you can't put your finger on it by applause? Couple people.
Please clap your hands.
Yeah, please clap loudly. And there are some people that don't care because they think it's all going to work out because they got jobs and they got money. And that's fine. But it's not going to be good in 120 days, maybe less from now. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Clyde.
So that's the thing. Getting out a word of warning and letting you know the history of it. Letting you know who they are. Whenever you say they are in control, they are doing this. Yeah, there are about 543 of them, right? And there are millions of us. If the economy's falling apart, it's because they want it to. We don't want it to. We're the millions that don't want it to. They are the 543 out there that want it to happen. There are millions of us. Why can't we just say, hey, look, we're going to go and we're going to take it in our own hands? Why? Because we have so much respect for these murderers and thieves that have had us in their grip since the 1940s. And it continues. As Einstein says, you vote. As Einstein says, you do one thing and you expect a different ending or a different solution to the problem, and it doesn't happen. You keep doing it. That's insanity. That's psychosis. That's crazy. We did this during the last election, and we're doing it, and we're going to do it again and again and again until we get it right. What we need to do is we need to organize outside of the parameters of Republican, Democrat. We need to start organizing as Americans, and we need to take this and get it back. Otherwise, yes, we're going to be part of the Anglo-American Empire. Britannia will rule again, and this is it. This is where it's at. They call it a New World Order. I don't. It was in the paper. Go ahead and look it up. If you're snickering and thinking that I'm crazy, you can look all this up. It's all true. Obama was created for the New World Order. That's what Henry Kissinger just said. He was created. And we followed. We followed blindly because we were programmed to do so. Anyway, just want to say that if you pay attention to the story surrounding the story, you can pretty much figure out what's happening right now. You can pretty much figure out why the decisions are being made, why the money is being taken and placed in different areas. They're basically paying, we're paying for their mistakes. The 543 out there that rule us and the millions, we just sit there and let them do it. Keep that in mind. More of us, less of them. I'm Clyde Lewis, the Ground Zero Lounge. We'll see you next week. Karaoke from Hell's up next. Thank you.